Hi ladies, how are you? I hope you are all well, Bezrat Hashem. A few thoughts on this week's Parsha. Aaron is commanded to raise light in the lamps of the menorah, and the tribe of Levi is initiated to serve in the Beit HaMikdash instead of the firstborn. The Parsha talks about Pesach Sheni. It talks about how the camp of Israel was about to receive the Torah and they were around Har Sinai. It speaks about how the Jewish people complained about the man and that they wanted meat. And it ends with Moshe's prayer for healing Miriam, his sister, because she was stricken with leprosy for speaking Lashon Hara. There's a beautiful pasuk in Pirkei Avot. It says, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam hazeh domeh lepasdor, bifnei ha'olam haba. Hetaken etzmecha bepasdor, kidei shetechanes letarkelin. This world is merely but a hallway, says Rabbi Yaakov, in front of the next world. Fix yourself in this world so that you may enter the banquet hall. Aaron HaKohen understood this pasuk well. Hashem asks him, commands him, raise the lights to 7 lamps of the menorah in the holy temple, the 7 energies that surround the world, the 7 nations Israel was to kill upon entering the land for the 7 days of the week that always end with Shabbat. In this pasuk we have a hint of Chanukah and the lights and the miracles that are to illuminate the world in the future of the nation. Shabbat is a light for our soul. It is when our soul gets the extra light from above. The nations complain. They say, oh, what about us? And why are we still eating man? And what about, you know, why can't we have what we had in Egypt? Why can't it be the same? The Parsha ends with Miriam HaNeviah getting tzarat. When Moshe Rabbeinu hears that his sister is ill, he screams, El na refanala, Hashem, El, please, please heal my sister, heal her. At times, one could question, what did Miriam do so wrong? She didn't say anything so harshly that she needed to be embarrassed in front of all of the nation. Let's talk about suffering for a minute. Suffering is not a good thing when you are a human being, right? It hurts. It humbles. It humiliates. It brings so much pain. But according to Rabbi Yaakov's promise that this world is just a hallway to the next, suddenly suffering shifts and takes on a new light. It is cleansing. When a stalk of wheat is hit, and, you know, it is hit and the granules are released, those granules are what makes flour for bread. When a diamond is buried under molten pressure for thousands of years, for hundreds of years, that is when it is most flawless, that is, it is most expensive. Some people look like they have it all. But what hurts is that they look down on the little people, those that are not as rich maybe, those that did not have as much plastic surgery perhaps. But it is the little people, those that suffer openly, that suffer most, and don't have any of the perks to boast about, who are the ones that are being cleansed, who are the ones that their souls are truly, truly in a place of humbleness, of humility, knowing without a doubt that everything is just as it should be. The Hebrew word suffering is isurim. The root of the word of isurim is musar, to put someone in their place through rebuke. The Chafetz Chaim brings from this idea that suffering is a form of rebuke from Shemayim, from Hashem. The Shla HaKadosh says that when we suffer, we should thank Hashem and be humbled by it, that He is sending us corrections and know without a doubt that they will take our soul to higher spheres. I remember when I didn't get pregnant for many years, I really, really felt suffering at that moment in my life. And I remember that things would fall down, things would break, and I would always constantly, you know, just say, oh, another thing, until finally one day I made up a song. I would say every time something went wrong, something failed, something didn't go in my way, I would just sing Isurim, Isurim, 1-800, Isurim, and I would make a tune out of it. And I kept repeating it until I laughed because I was so sick of crying. The Be'er Chaim comments on the Pasuk, Imo Anochi Betzara, I am with him in his sorrow. Hashem is always with us, but especially so when we suffer. When we say, Hashem, it hurts so bad, I don't know what to do, where do I turn, there's nobody that can help me. In Perek Shira it is written, don't speak and don't ask too much, because silence, it is the most virtuous quality. When a person says Lashon Hara about his fellow and causes someone else to hate them, later on in life, that same person will see his own children will harbor hate for each other. Chas v'shalom, of course. Because if we separate Hashem's children, if we say, oh, she's no good, she's not good enough, she's not good, and we make somebody else see them in a bad light so that they hate them, midah keneged midah always takes effect. Sooner or later, we see our own words coming back to haunt us and bring us sorrow, chas v'shalom. May the light of Hashem and may the light of the menorah that illuminates our souls with knowledge, and it should illuminate us. The light of the menorah should illuminate our souls with knowledge and health and prosperity and happiness. And may the stars and the moon and the planets and the suns always be aligned for us, Bnei Israel. May Hashem bless us with bounties that have no boundaries. Sending you my love and wishes for a beautiful and amazing Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.